Prime Minister Berisha does not oppose the resumed negotiations that are beginning this week, but he says there are risks to delaying implementation of the international plan for Kosovo's conditional independence. Mr. Berisha distrusts Russia, which has aligned itself with Serbia in opposing Kosovo's independence.
Russia is blocking the UN Security Council for its imperial reasons and no other reason than that.
In an interview with VOA, Mr. Berisha said he doubts Russia will change its position even after the anticipated four additional months of discussions. The joint U.S., Russian, and European Union negotiating team meets Thursday in London and then travels to the Serbian capital of Belgrade and then to Pristina, Kosovo's capital. In New York, the UN Security Council failed to pass a resolution on Kosovo's conditional independence because of a threatened Russian veto. Kosovo, whose population is 90% ethnic Albanian, has been administered by the United Nations since 1999, when NATO bombing drove Serb forces out of the province. Mr. Berisha is also skeptical about Belgrade's intentions. Serbia says it will grant widespread autonomy to Kosovo, but will not accept independence for the land it considers its religious and spiritual heartland. Mr. Berisha says that by opposing the international plan for a multi-ethnic, independent Kosovo, Belgrade is maintaining the discredited Milosevic-era doctrine of a greater Serbia, regarded as a principal cause of the wars in Croatia, Bosnia, and Kosovo.
Look at Belgrade. What's today? Is Milosevic doctrine without force? Kosturica and Tadic are not threatening to use the army, not concentrating the army, but are keeping the same principles as regard to Greater Serbia.
Mr. Berisha warns against the partition of Kosovo, saying a Serb state in the north part of the territory is no solution for ethnic Serbs. It is dangerous, he says, to change accepted borders, and that would trigger demands for ethnic autonomy elsewhere, even inside Serbia proper.
There are more Albanians in southern Serbia than Serbs in northern Kosovo. There are more Bosnians in Sandžak than Serbs in northern Kosovo. I think sticking to these international borders is the only way.
Mr. Berisha says it's essential for Albanian politicians in Kosovo to reach out to the minority Serbs and convince them that they are safe and have a secure future in an independent state. Barry Wood, VOA News, Tirana.